Oh, cool. Thank you. The golf glove.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank
last
you.
Time
thank
I played, you. I used it.
You can't. Gail. Let's go.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday live in Flowery Branch, Georgia, Randy, for Falcons training camp.
Like that.
In case people thought we might be in Flowery Branch, Mississippi.
Yeah, the entrepreneur.
We're in Flowery Branch, Georgia. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I remember Gordo gave us some gloves. It was a while back.
Uh-huh.
And they were by this, was it Mako Skins?
Yep, Mako Skins. Yes. That's right. That's their glove company.
That's their glove company. And there was a little entrepreneur there just came out here, man. And this is so cool, man.
That is the company that I used the glove to win the Smyrna City Golf Championship.
The Smyrna
wearing.
City Golf City.
So it is a championship quality glove.
The thing about it, is it framed?
What, the glove?
Yeah.
No, it's still in my bag. I still use it when I play.
There you go.
I only used it. It was only 2 days. I used it twice.
Dude.
And I've only played once since then. So
dude,
I've only used it 3 times.
You know the championship stuff that you wear when you win stuff? Like gloves, polos.
Yeah.
Put it in your thing.
I got to frame that, that polo that I wore.
Yeah.
But I like wearing
that the good,
it,
though. Is that the good one?
It is, yeah. That's my $100 polo, Randy. And, of course, I was going to wear that one on Sunday. That's my $100 polo.
Is that the good one? Okay.
We'll break. Maybe I can frame it, but I can break it out when we're at the Tour Championship in a couple of weeks,
I'm trying on the gloves.
Oh, like, those are cool.
It's been so long since I put on a pair of gloves. Oh, these are sweet right
those
here.
Those are sweet.
Oh,
you
could
catch some passes with those.
Yeah, dog. But
good stick on it.
I'm hurt myself right now. But, it's been –
trying to pull them over those arthritic knuckles.
I know, dog. You still trying to get up my body there, man. You know, these things – I'm going to be out of commission for the next 14 days. Yeah, don't fit.
It doesn't fit. Anyway, thanks for being with us here on a Trillville Thursday. Shout out to Drake London for hanging out with us in the 11 o'clock hour. If you missed the conversation with the Falcons wide receiver, you can download the Odyssey app and rewind back to 11:40. He was right on time.
Yes.
That's what they say about wide receivers. It's all about time.
But I was
right?
in the restroom, man, and I'm like, who's that sitting down there? Then, you know, old panicky Abe keep looking back. I'm on the way, man. I got this, dude.
Abe's mom's here. We got to be nice to him today.
No, we don't. She understands.
That's true.
Yeah.
I think if anybody understands,
yeah,
it's probably her more
she
than
understand.
Anyone.
Oh, yeah. She understands. She's such a nice lady.
What
man.
A nice
got
lady.
And her fiance and everything like that. So, yeah, nice people.
Miss G, she introduced herself, right? Is that
that's
what she
I called Miss G.
All right.
Yeah,
or at least
G.
that's what you said,
yeah,
and I said it too. Shout out to Dennis. Dennis stopped by with his kids. Appreciate that. Adrian as well. And a special shout out to Brian, one of our listeners, who just released a book on the NFL called The GOAT Rules, the NFL GOAT Debate for fans who love ball. We love ball.
I love ball.
Love ball. What about goat debates?
I hate that.
So maybe not the book for you. Maybe not the book for you.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can check it out. You can find it online. The GOAT Rules by Mac Bryant. Devoted listener of the midday show.
There is my wife is at the beach, right? And so she just texted me and said that because I guess her and this woman were carrying on the conversation, and she's like, "Where's your husband?" He said he's working. She asked, "What does he do?" She told him what I do, and her husband is a lister. So so they're down on the beach listening to us right now.
Cool.
Yeah. So he's like, "Can you?" He wants me to FaceTime you. Do not do that.
Hey, this morning, you must have accidentally hit the button this morning.
I did.
Because when I was telling you where I was parked at, I got a FaceTime notification on my phone. I was like, that's weird.
Yes.
Randy, that's an accident. And then you hung up immediately.
Yeah. But I'm
someday you'll FaceTime.
Like, I don't FaceTime you just to FaceTime you.
Just to say hey.
Just say
hey. Well, you don't call me just to say hey.
Yeah,
you call me when we, like, urgently need to communicate something.
Yes. Other than that, I won't call you. Other than that, I don't call nobody unless I need to.
Other than that, text is fine or we see each other every single day.
But again, I was like, damn it, I need to tell Andy that he can park over here.
Right.
But I know he's not going to answer the phone or answer the text while he's driving. That's why I called you after you texted and told us where you were at. And I'm like, oh, let me call him real quick and tell him to bring his ass all the way down here.
And if it wasn't so far, I would have just drove back over here. But it really, I was like, dude, I'm not doing that. I'm not driving all the way back over there with the possibility that I don't get in. So let me ride on the tour bus with the people, which was cool.
You're a man of the people.
I am a man,
yeah,
of, the people.
A man of the people.
There's no question about that. And it's just another testament to how many fans there are out here at training camp that I don't know that I've ever seen them have to open up auxiliary parking down the road like they have this year. So shout out to all the fans for being here. All right. A lot to get to here in the noon hour. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle in just a second. Falcons grab bag, Falcons-related stuff. We'll get back into a little bit of what we heard from Drake London in about 15 minutes. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40. Let's kick things off with an NFL no huddle. That guy was on the bus.
Oh,
the Steelers fan?
Oh, yeah. He had the wrong side of town, man.
So a lot of Steelers gear. Way. A lot of Steelers gear for Flowery Branch.
Pittsburgh is that way, man. You in the wrong side of town, man.
He thinks he's looking for Arthur Smith. He's looking for Arthur Smith. He's in Latrobe. He's in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Hey, there's a football game tonight on television.
Woo!
You can watch it tonight on TV, the Hall of Fame game between the Chargers and the Lions. And look, we're not sitting here telling you it's going to be.
I already know who I want to watch. Chargers, I want to watch little OG, Arondis Gadsden.
Okay,
I
want to watch
him. Obviously, I've been knowing him since he was born, so I want to watch him. For the Lions,
Jared Goff.
He's not
going to play.
Yeah, he's not going to play.
Amon Ross St. Brown.
He's not
going to
play either. Last not going to play.
Here's what you could see. Probably you'll get to see.
Trey Lance.
Okay.
Trey Lance is starting tonight, I think.
Is that right?
I think.
Probably.
Yeah. God, Hendon Hooker.
He better be.
Hendon Hooker.
There you go. Some quarterbacks that you recognize from college. And then the other thing is you won't see those guys play that we mentioned, but they'll do sideline interviews with them. They'll probably catch up with Ladd McConkey and Herbert and Goff and maybe Hutchinson. I'm sure Aiden Hutchinson will be there. They'll probably talk to him about how he's progressing back from that injury. So
it's a big weekend. Obviously, you know, one of my favorite teammates in the world, he's going in this weekend at Antonio Gates. He's going to the Hall as we are with a great class. We talked to Shannon on Monday. We know his brother's going in and everything like that. So, yeah, it's just a fun-filled weekend, man.
Yeah, no doubt. The Hall of Fame ceremony is always really cool. We had the baseball one last weekend and then the football one coming up. So celebrating greatness is what it's all about. All right, let's hear from some of the other big stories from around the league. One of the least talked about big stories is the number one pick at quarterback in Tennessee. Here's Cam Ward talking about the offense.
I just think we're very mid right now, from my position to up front to the receiver's position. But at the end of the day, it all starts with me. I just don't think we're at where we need to be. But we got a little bit of time, and so every day we get better as a whole. We're a young team, but that's no excuse. At the end of the day, we got to come with the right mindset every day and come to work.
Michael Penix says, I think our offense could be number one in every category. Cam Ward says we're mid.
I love this kid.
It's honest.
I do. He has a whole lot of that type leadership. They say they have to make this kid leave the building. That's how much he has launched to know and learn and love ball, man.
I'm rooting for him.
And I am too. And I think the biggest thing with him is because of all the Shador stuff, he's not getting all that. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's the most least talked about number one overall pick quarterback that I can remember.
Could that be good in a way?
Yes. Perfect. You know? It's perfect because the Titans – They got a few things.
Yeah.
They got a few things. I don't think their coach is going to keep his job. Never thought the coach should have got the job in the first place. But, I mean, they got some stuff. They got Red. We were talking about Burke. He goes out. They got a better offensive line than you give credit. Yeah. They got some defenders and everything.
They got some dudes on defense.
But they're not going to be that good this year.
Here's the thing about them, though. And I'm with you. I don't think they are either. I'm not sitting here, like, predicting the Titans are going to shock everybody. But they were close early last year before the wheels fell off.
Yes.
And the reason they lost those games was because Will Levis.
Yes.
He was just a disaster waiting to happen in the fourth quarter.
God,
week
you
after
remember
week
that?
After
like,
week.
It was like
it was crazy.
You couldn't wait. You like because it was like okay because the thing about it was he didn't just mess up.
It was catastrophic.
It was like Desmond Ritter stuff every week. Yes, it was catastrophic.
So again, like he's a rookie quarterback. He's going to have his bumps too. But like I don't know if he can avoid that stuff. Maybe they can be a little bit better than people think. I don't know. I'm giving him a little credit. All right, so Trey Hendrickson showed up at Bengals training camp. Sounds like things are the same. At least that's what he said.
Things are exactly the same. What I'm not going to do is,
as
best as I can, like avoid being a distraction. You know, I want to help the guys. You know, the guys that have helped me along the way, DeMario Davis, Cam Jordan. So to be that right now, I think that's what's most important. And this narrative will kind of iron itself out as we continue to progress towards the season.
Whatever, man. First of all, you lost out on money that you didn't have to lose out on. Just take your ass to camp and do what you're doing
now. If you were going to do this, you might as well just spend
it. Might as well just do it. I don't think that the distraction word, you know how I feel about that damn word. They're going to be fine. They're not going to be fine if you don't play, though.
Right.
And this to me seems like it's from what you read, it's over with guaranteed money and all those different things. Bengals, like the Bengals usually do, they guaranteed the first year. He wants 2 years guaranteed. And until they get – how can you compromise? A year and a half of guarantees? I don't know how they compromise this, but he wants 2 years of guaranteed money, which he rightfully 34 sacks, 17 and a half sacks back-to-back season. Right? I'm sorry, 17 back-to-back season. So he's worth the money.
Yeah.
I know you just gave – y'all went out of – you went out of your comfort zone when you did it with Joe Burrow, rightfully so.
Yep.
You did it with Jamar, rightfully so. You did it with T, rightfully so. Now do it with this dude.
Yeah. If there's exceptions, he's one of them.
Yeah.
To me.
Exactly.
Seems as simple
as
that.
He's what you want when you sign him in free agency
right.
from the Saints. Please, I was hoping the Falcons would get him. Anyway.
I know.
He did everything you would do.
We kept hoping in various ways.
Yeah, but it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
He went through this last year.
Uh-huh.
And they knew it was coming around again.
Yeah. It's got to be so frustrating for him because he knows the deal. And it's not even about him. It's about the organization that he plays for.
Right.
Problem is he picked him.
Yep.
You know?
He said, I want to be a Bengal.
He knew when he was a free agent who he was signing with.
Yep.
Like, he knew what it was. So, I mean, obviously, I feel for him. I want him to get what he deserves, but I don't know. It seemed like this is always where it was headed, and here we are. Here's Tua Tagovailoa talking about wanting to play in the preseason.
I definitely want to get some preseason snaps in, no doubt. It's a new season. It's a new year.
I like
got to get things Tua's tuned in with the guys
day.
Again.
That's good attitude.
All of that. I don't think I'm better than anyone on this team or think I'm too cool to get reps on.
No,
you know, during preseason games, like, no. Like, I don't mind that at all. I would love that.
No.
Nope. Not about being cool.
Not about being cool. You're not above anybody in your team. You're right below. But you are most important.
You are more important.
You are more important.
Now, it's good that you don't carry yourself
yes.
that way. It's
yes.
one of those things I always tell my kids. It's okay to be spoiled. It's not okay to act spoiled.
Correct.
Right? They're spoiled. What am I going to do? Their grandparents spoil them. You're the quarterback. Of course you're better than everybody. Just can't act like it.
Their grandparents spoil them. You spoil them.
I try not to, man. But I'm guilty.
They're your baby. Yeah. But I like that don't act like because I spoil the hell out of mine. They don't act like it unless like baby girl, but she's the baby girl. So obviously she's you know whatever. She's my baby girl. So yeah, she gets the you know gets extra treatment.
Uh-huh.
Like she's the one that they're like, well, you gave it to Kai. Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
sure.
Well,
she's my baby girl.
What are you gonna do?
Live with it. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. You'll be all right. Go do some push-ups. Go do some damn push-ups.
Go eat some protein and some push-ups.
Go do some damn push-ups.
But yeah, we don't. Tua doesn't need to get hurt.
No.
That's basically that.
And that's the thing about it is we talked about them. You know, I love my damn Dolphins. Man, it's a bad situation down there. It just feels. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But the most important thing for them when he plays, he gives them a chance
because
of the fact the offense is going to be the offense because he's a good quarterback. He just you worry about. Him getting tackled.
There's just so much margin for error there with his injury history, obviously, but then with everything else going on. But when he's healthy, Tyreek Hill's locked in, and that offense is going.
Yeah.
They are good.
They are good.
Like they're like a you know they're like a 700 winning percentage team when all those things are out there.
Yep.
But it's just not often that all those things are out there. But that's why Tua can't play in preseason. Yeah. Can't play in the preseason, man. They got to be careful with you. Anything else we needed to mention? Oh, man, the Bengals are releasing Zach Moss. After one season, he helped me win a college football fantasy championship years ago. Oh, John Schneider got a 4-year contract extension from the Seahawks.
Like, he's running everything over there.
Seahawks
like you
general
say, right?
manager. Yeah, he's a very good general manager.
And he's running everything up there.
He is now, yeah, for sure. All right, we'll come back. We'll get into a handful of different Falcons topics, get back into some of what we heard from Drake London when we talked to him in the 11 o'clock hour as well. Thanks for being with us live from Falcons training camp in Flowery Branch, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Broadcasting live from Falcons training camp, Flowery Branch. Practice is over, and we have reached the portion of the day where the fans have filtered out.
Yes.
Nice to see a ton of folks today, a ton of folks that have been coming for years. And, you know, it's always cool to see people. I try my best to remember, but it's hard. But, like, you know, you see people, haven't seen a couple people in, you know, 2-3 years, whatever, and their kids are with them. And then they'll show you a picture of the last time.
Yes.
And then the kid's a foot taller now. It's like, good Lord, that's crazy. And then I'm showing them pictures of Lily and stuff because today was her orientation. So she's all dressed up for kindergarten, and I don't know. It's kind of fun. It's fun when you get to catch up with people every couple of years and reminisce.
No doubt about it, man. And, you know, get people from Folk Valley.
Nice.
And everything like that. So, yeah, it's always fun. when we have an opportunity to come out there. And I think the biggest thing is that you see the interest in this team. You mentioned it already as far as, you know, the parking situation, and not that we're complaining about it, but it's like it just shows that, you know, the people are excited. And obviously, you know, school's about to start, so it'll probably die down a little bit. And, you know, I'm going to be cracking on folks, and they out here with their children, like, why your baby ain't in school? But it's going to be
it's the first week, you know.
Yeah. What do you need?
It's just a syllabus, right?
Syllabus, no.
They give you out the schedule or whatever.
Yeah, dog. But
the rubric.
But it's going to be crazy this year because, like I said, Sampson's playing football. He got his playbook yesterday. And so he's learning how to be in the 5 technique, a 3 technique, a 2-eye, all those different things. So we got the cones. Like, we didn't get home till like 9:30 last night. So we got the cones up. I'm teaching them. Well, so I'm trying to use players as an example. So I'm like, okay, if you're this 3 technique, that's Warren Sapp right there.
All
right. You know what I mean? That is where he's at. You know, that's where he just rushes and all those things. And now we're having a rough time with the contain part of being the outside 5 on the tackle. Because he wants to go get the quarterback.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like, you could do that. But
it's inviting.
But it's inviting because they're gonna run that split screen or something. I said, you got to make sure you keep that outside hand. Like, I mean, let's go get the quarterback. So we'll figure all that stuff out. But the time being, he's instructed to go tackle the quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, that's always when all else fails, get the guy with the ball.
Yeah, it's
right? That's always a good one.
Go get the quarterback, son.
If you had to use Falcons players as references, I mean, obviously Warren Sapp is a good one to go with. But as you're talking with him, or maybe he's playing other positions, whatever. Like maybe, I mean, who are some of the guys on that defensive line?
Oh, okay. If we're talking about inside 3. Grady Jarrett. Got to be great.
But he's not a Falcon anymore.
I'm going to talk about, like, now?
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about this damn defensive line. I don't know nothing about Rook. I don't know nothing about these dudes.
But he's supposed to be that guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, he's supposed to be that guy, but, yeah, I don't know.
Supposed to be Rook.
Yeah. When I look at outside power, he's a big, bigger, you know, Samson's a big-ass kid.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to look for him, like we saw Jalen Walker.
Okay.
Like, he's going to be built like Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
You know, just a big, squatty, big, thick, heavy – country strong young man, like my boy is. So there we go right there.
Okay, good. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so we got that right there.
Yeah,
man.
All right, good.
We got that right there. I did use Grady because I was going to say Abe, too, as a pass rusher.
Well, again, good ones.
Yeah.
Good ones. I should have specified. Since we're at training camp, I was talking about this team. My bad.
I thought you meant all time.
No, not the guy that left in free agency this offseason. I'm talking about the guys
about all time.
Behind us in this building.
My bad. Dude, you know, you saw, because we were talking about the tackle market. Saw that Colston, the kid out of Vegas, got extended. Mm-hmm. I know Caleb's like, hold on, bro. Because that could be him.
It could be.
It could be.
Yeah. I mean, final year of that contract.
And all of them were, you know, on their final years, or some of them had still a rookie deal or whatever. So that could be him right there if he goes out and plays ball. But if you watch how this tackle, this fifth tackle this offseason, this summer, has got an extension.
Yep.
So it could be a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, it's in his mind. He was already asked about it. He had a great quote about
it.
He was like, you'll never meet anyone in life more willing to be paid than me.
Yep.
Which I was like, I don't know. I thought that was – I thought that was me and Randy. I guess not. I guess it's Caleb McGarry. But, yeah, he knows. He also knows that, like, the stakes are a little bit different now, too. Like, if he goes out there and plays a great season of pass protection this year with a left-handed quarterback, he's – I mean, I don't know. He can get more money here probably than anywhere.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, or I don't. Maybe that's not true. Open market, you're always going to be able to gas it up just a little bit because somebody's going to have to pay more to get you.
Right.
But I just feel like – and maybe I'm overblowing it. Maybe it's being overblown. I know his job is the same, but the importance of his job is different just because it is the blind side of a left-handed quarterback. There's only a couple teams in the NFL that have left-handed quarterbacks.
Right.
So it's a different reality. And, again, you always want to try to keep your own guys. If he has a great year this year, I'm sure they would love to keep him.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt about it. You can play yourself into – you know, staying here.
Because they paid him, didn't they?
Yeah,
I know they didn't draft him, but Terry Fontenot paid him.
Who?
Caleb McGarry.
Yes, he did. Yeah. I mean, and he paid off. Obviously, they paid Chris Lindstrom and everything like that. But I think
– I know that was a Dimitroff draft pick.
Yes,
because that was – I think Lindstrom and McGarry were the same draft.
You remember that.
Right?
They came back in and
Similar to Walker and Pierce.
It's exactly like
where the biggest need on the team was offensive line.
Exactly,
and they
like
went all in. And they.
Yep.
And I don't know. To this point, I feel pretty good about it. Lindstrom, one of the best at his position at right guard. And then McGarry, who – run blocking, very good.
Yes.
Pass protection, hit and miss sometimes.
Yeah, hit and miss. But I mean, he can't miss a lot this year.
No, don't miss. Please don't miss.
Look out!
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want a lot of those. Look out! Am I missing something?
No, I was just reading what this question was. Has your opinion on anything Falcons related changed at the since the start of camp on any of these players? Kyle Pitts?
Okay.
Here's my opinion on Kyle Pitts.
I'm tired of talking
slightly.
About Kyle Pitts.
People are talking about him a lot.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm not tired of it. I mean, it is so funny because me and you in the studio yesterday when we were walking in, and I was like, you know, I'm not tired of talking about Kyle Pitts.
Uh-huh.
And I'm pretty sure Kyle Pitts is tired of us talking about him.
Well, yeah, probably. Yeah. But he says he doesn't listen, so he doesn't know.
Well,
and Duke Sabella are going to have him on today.
Okay.
Right? So he's going to be happy to talk to them.
Yeah, I mean, I think
sure.
I'll say this about Kyle. Kyle looks good. He does. He looks good.
Has he ever not?
And that was going to be my next thing. Has he never not? Yeah. I mean, he's got to play well. He understands that. James Pierce, I mean, the dude just keeps – every day you keep hearing something about this young man.
I guess my opinion has changed slightly in that I didn't have much of an opinion on him outside of I think he's a really good football player.
Right.
Now you hear just kind of about kind of fiery, chippy,
whatever. He's running with the first team. I saw
starting
that today.
Fights, yeah. You know, like yeah. You know maybe a little bit more about his personality or how he's wired, whatever.
Right.
So that's – I don't know that it's like made me like him more or less. That's all going to – be dictated by what happens in the actual season.
Yep.
But no, it hasn't really changed that much. He was with the ones today.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
Got an opportunity to go with the first team.
Opinion on the kicking competition?
No, because
again, I think that stuff has to happen in the preseason.
Yes. Yeah. I think the biggest thing with the whole kicking thing is I still think it's Young Wei's job to lose. You know what I mean?
I think that's right.
I think it's Young Wei's job to lose. And I mean, now it goes back. He was dealing with something last year. As far as maybe something injury related, things like that.
Definitely. They shut him down at the end.
Yeah, and so that could be a thing where he's back healthy and being one of the more consistent kickers in the NFL. So we'll see how that goes. But other than that, don't worry about the kicking thing. Because last thing you want is a kicking competition. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Last thing you want is a kicking competition
for
all the reasons that you don't want a quarterback competition.
Yeah, pretty much.
You would like to have your guy set.
You would. Yeah. You'd really like to know who your guy is, and you'd like to have confidence in him. And those are the two positions last year that, had they been better, the Falcons would have been in the playoffs.
Yes,
they would have. Even with how bad the quarterback play was in the middle and late part of the season, if Young Wei has a couple better games, they beat the Saints in that game. Obviously, he was awful in that game. And, look, maybe they do lean on the fact that he was dealing with an injury. He has been very good here before. So he's got a little bit of a track record or whatever you want to call it, built-up credibility. Maybe that gives him the leg up, pun unintended.
But it was. I got it.
It was not a pun intended, but it was a pun.
But I think the biggest thing you want to see competition, you want to see people compete against each other. You want to see people compete for backup roles because your starter's already there.
Pretty much.
You know, and so that's why I've always been – that's how I've always been taught about professional ball. You know, you don't want – okay, well, let's split up the ones with the quarterbacks. No. I want my quarterback number one to take the one reps. I want the quarterback number two to take the two reps. Now, pass rush is different. Pass rushes are different and everything like that. So, James is going to go with the ones and the twos as far as the rotation. You don't want to have no offensive line competition where he takes.
And they don't, which is great.
Yes. He takes team with the ones and he's going to take inside run with the one. You don't want none of that right there. You want to see if you can have that penciled in. But as far as the defense line, you know who the starters are, but it's more or less who's going to be in that rotation to do different things because you can't just line up in your base defense all day.
Yeah.
We understand that. There are going to be some opportunities where Ulbrich is going to have four defensive ends on the field and one damn linebacker.
I also think some of that stuff might be able to evolve as the season goes too.
Right.
Like, whatever they think their rotation is week one could be different by week five.
Yeah.
And I don't even just mean because of injury. I just mean because you got young guys that have never done it before. Some guys just play better on Sundays.
They do.
You get them out and you're effective, then you're going to be bumped up in the rotation and probably get more opportunities. So I just think there's so many bodies that are involved with the defensive line rotation, especially at pass rush.
Yes.
You're probably going to see those guys getting – I mean, it's not going to be like open tryout when the season starts, but you know what I mean.
You're going to have, at least with this team right now, you're going to have, I'm talking about outside edge rushers. You're going to have six dress.
Uh-huh.
You probably have six guys dress. We talked the first four. Then maybe you might have five because Caden Ellis can play some of that also.
Yeah.
So
I read a thing about Caden Ellis this morning. We know that when they send him, we know that he's effective. He was the most effective when bringing pressure in the whole NFL last year.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Send him more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. because they started sitting him more.
Yeah, he would get a pressure on the quarterback on like 30% of his rushes last season.
Yeah,
that's
which is crazy. But
that's a lot.
Remember, we had him on the day when he got here. We asked him, "Are they gonna let you pass rush and everything like that?"
I don't know what he said.
Basically, he was saying, "I hope so."
And the answer and was no for like a year and a half.
Yeah, and then they finally, hey, you know what? This dude had 7 sacks as an off the ball linebacker.
Yeah.
Let's try and use him that way.
Yeah, let's see if we can get creative and send him from different spots. And then they did post by, and it was really effective. So, yeah, I mean, that's obviously, you know, the young quarterback is a big question. But one of the biggest questions is the same one that's been a big question every single year we've been sitting in this parking lot.
Rush the passer.
Who's going to do it, and how good is it going to be?
Remember,
hopefully this year it's better.
Just rush. What did Coach Kyle was saying to Drigler? Just rush the passer. Rush the passer.
Please do. And get him on the ground while you're at it. That'd
yeah,
nice
yeah, don't make no sense. Run after
don't
run
just
at him.
Wave at him. Tackle him. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this. We're broadcasting live from Flowery Branch, Falcons Training Camp, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Yes, who's back?
We are from break.
Yes.
Andy and Randy are back.
Boop, boop.
Back again.
Boop.
We come back from break like 8 times a show. Think we're gone? We're not.
You got it timed up?
Yeah, and then we got 9 segments. I don't count the first one as. I guess you could.
Yeah.
We come back from a 21-hour break every day at 11 o'clock.
That's what we do.
That's what I consider my life, just a 21-hour commercial break.
I mean, it kind of is. It kind of is.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.
Don't
we'll
go anywhere.
We'll see y'all tomorrow.
Should tease at 1:55 exactly what we're going to talk about at 11 o'clock the next day.
That will be something that will come up eventually.
We don't know.
One of these things.
We don't know what we're going to talk about at 11 o'clock the next day.
We'll try to figure all that.
Because news breaks.
Try to figure all that stuff out. I know that.
When news breaks, we're here to fix it.
Okay. What was my main man? Shane Bieber, right? Wasn't he just good?
Who are you talking about?
Oh, the baseball player.
Oh, okay. Yeah, was he good? Yeah.
Didn't he just won the Cy Young?
Yeah, a couple.
Okay. Of oh, yeah, Tommy John. Okay. I was like, because so he going to the Blue Jays. I was like, hold on, Cy Young? But okay, so he's hurt. Okay, but yeah, I mean, we're waiting around. Marcell Ozuna, still no news. We think of who? Iglesias.
Yeah,
and, maybe Pierce Johnson.
Yeah,
that's about it. Those three guys are.
And then there was maybe Aaron Bummer. Possibly was a name that Grant mentioned earlier in the week. Just because whatever, I don't know. Maybe if you trade away the Bummer, then the season stops.
Where's
being
Blewett at?
Oh, he's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on another team.
Yeah, I can't keep up track with all the whackness.
Yeah, it's way worse than Wangster Wagon.
Yeah, dog.
Like it's beyond that.
Yeah, dog. This is some I can't even say what
what's beyond a Wangster?
I don't know.
The Buster Bus?
No.
It's worse than that?
Yeah, it's worse than that, dog.
What is it?
Is the F curse word?
Oh, well, you can't
yeah,
say
I can't
that.
Say that.
Can't say that one.
What the hell was that?
Oh, that fell over.
Oh, okay.
We're still on the radio.
Oh, okay, I was like, did we just get a power surge over
here? No, just the fan fell over.
Oh, okay. My bad. They kind of threw me off right there. It's like, are we on air?
Well, okay, but if you could say the F word, it would be the F word what?
Boys.
No, because like Wangster Wagon, you know, W's,
yeah.
Buster Bus, it's alliteration.
Yeah.
What's the F word for transportation?
I don't want to alliterate. I just want to go.
You just want to cuss at him?
Yep. That's it. And leave it at that, dog. You know what I mean? Because this has been the worst ever. And just like you pointed it out to me, because I was talking about these lame – I don't want to call them because they are professional baseball players.
Yeah, but some are better than others, and it's okay to talk about the ones that aren't.
Even if these guys were healthy, all our pitchers, they still would be our bullpen.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
They still be our bullpen.
That's when you start pointing fingers at Anthopoulos.
Yes.
Because, yes, there's a lot of different stuff. It's just like when we talk about Kyle Pitts. It's like, yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's happened. But also, blame him.
Yes.
Like, he's part of the problem,
yes.
too.
Yes.
Anthopoulos went into this season with that being the plan. Now, he didn't know Raisel Iglesias was going to completely fall off a cliff.
How could you not?
Last year, he converted all but like 2 of his save opportunities.
Yes,
I think you were the only one that predicted it. He was very good last year.
He was all right.
He was so good last year.
Don't look at the results. Look at the stuff in between the results. This dude was still shaky.
He was shaky.
All right.
Yeah,
just because he got the results, which is the ultimate main thing.
Are you telling me to be
process
driven?
I don't care if you making that face back there, Mr. Johnson, at the studio, because I know he is.
That sounds like a guy who cares about
Yes, I know he. Bo is making that face. Yeah, no, Bo's making that face back.
Pretty big eye roll,
but
too.
Whatever.
Huge eye roll.
I know.
Here's the thing, though. Like, right? Like, who cares? Because either whether you saw it coming or not, he's toast. The one pitch that he had that made him a high-level reliever, he can't throw anymore.
No.
When he throws it, they hit it 450 feet.
Yes.
So he's out.
Yes.
You got to replace him. He's the closer. So you got to start with that. In the offseason.
Yes.
You got to replace the closer, and then you go from there. Like, it's not like in years past where it's like, ah, some of the setup guys didn't work out, or this guy's a free agent, so we're going to have to replace him. You have to replace the most important part of your bullpen and the rest of the bullpen strength.
Yes.
So.
And those guys aren't all out there, meaning good ones aren't on the
– Yeah, it's hard to find
them.
It's hard to find them. They cost a lot of money. That's, yeah. And then you start pointing other fingers, like, well, let them spend.
No, that's not going to happen.
No, probably not. Anyway,
I bet that spreadsheet's still nice though.
Oh yeah, because they bought all those nice, pretty buildings.
Yes.
When they were 0-7, they reinvested, and not only that, they boosted the cost of season tickets for next
they
year.
They got some damn nerve. They got some damn nerve.
Yeah, they have the nerve of I bet you'll still come, and you know what?
They're right.
So the nerve is you are addicted, and we have the product. So come on, line up.
That's some nerve.
You guys need it. If it was in the middle of the night, you'd be here. Anyway, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Hey.
Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
All right, fellas. Y'all mentioned while y'all were talking to Drake his Madden rating. Well, I've got some more here for you, and I'm going to circle this as a conversation around the Falcons. Because, look, I can understand why some of these guys get upset about where they are. And maybe it's not the number that they're ranked, but it's who they're sandwiched in between. So here are the Madden ratings for running backs headed into 2025. The top three or four make a little bit of sense. Saquon, 99, of course. Derrick Henry, 98. Jahmyr Gibbs, 95. Got no issues. All right. Christian McCaffrey, 94, comes in fourth. Bijan Robinson comes in fifth, below CMC at 92. This is Christian McCaffrey coming off of double Achilles tendonitis where he had to be shut down the season before. I don't get it.
Yeah, I think it's
Chad
just that.
Ochocinco.
It's that, you know, when healthy thing, I guess. I mean, when healthy, obviously, he is one of the best
players.
You
start out healthy on the video game.
Dude. I think I just broke the chair.
You broke the damn chair, Andy.
Man, I've been dieting and working out, too.
You did break the damn chair.
I broke the chair. That's so embarrassing. Damn.
Here's another
you
one.
Damn break.
Go ahead. Oh, you're talking about Andy's broken chair. Here's another one that's somewhat
Andy
baffling.
Broke the damn chair.
Sorry about that.
Was it y'all's chair, or is it like the station's chair, or is it the Falcons' chair?
They I don't know. It's not whatever chair. Gordo brought.
It's our chair. It's
Gordon's chair.
Oh, man.
Sorry, Gordon.
Get some tape. Check out wide receivers real quick.
Yeah, flat out broke. I wasn't even moving.
Go ahead, Bo.
I'm going to start with number six at wide receivers because the first five kind of makes sense. So Terry McLaurin comes in at number six at a 94. All right. Mike Evans, 93. A.J. Brown, 93. Drake London comes in at ninth at the 91. I can't say that I agree with Drake London being three points below Terry McLaurin.
Well, I mean, I think that's another one, another holdout that is out there as far as where Terry wants to go because, you know, Terry's, you know, they always, when he's at 30 and everything like that, and I know they did a stat cast between him and DK Metcalf as far as with DK, with his contract, does he want something close to DK? Or does he want to go somewhere close to the I'm pretty sure the Commanders want him somewhere around.
Yeah, they came at the same time. At Terry McLaurin, a couple years older, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jesse Bates.
Yeah, I think that's what it is, but he's like 2.5 years older than him.
Jesse Bates does end up as the highest-rated safety in the game at 95. And look at that. Younghoe Koo breaks the top 10 of kickers at a 78. So there you have it.
Where's Lenny Craig at? Do they got his number
Lenny
on
Craig
there?
Listed. He's probably, if I had to guess, if he's even in the game, he's probably like a 54 at this point. Then if he were to make the team and beat Younghoe Koo, they'd probably boost
him. Here's the thing about the Drake London number is it kind of speaks to what we were talking about at the beginning of the show, which is Randy said one of the quietest great wide receiver years you're going to see. He's just kind of
go about his business.
Kind of under the radar nationally. And, you know, we talked about all the different reasons why that is. There's playing for the Falcons is part of it. Like, let's be honest.
Also, doesn't run his mouth, doesn't get in trouble. Goes about the game the right way for the most part. Yeah. So,
when the team's not been very good and, you know what it is. Like, it takes the Falcons like 50% more to get credit.
Yeah.
And so, you know, if he has two great years, then he'll probably start getting the credit, and I think that he will. I think that's something that's going to happen this season, is Drake London finally starts getting talked. Not finally, because again, I'm also not trying to act like it's some disrespect. Like, right. Drake London last year had a really, really good year.
Yes.
Before that were some pretty good years for a young receiver.
Yeah, it's like, getting better.
It's all been normal growth for a
player.
But
a lot of these guys that are on here, especially the ones up top, they came in doing it.
Yeah.
They came in balling.
Yeah.
And not saying that Drake wasn't baller, but you saw the numbers that they put up when they first came
in.
Right. Right. So.
But that is probably the quietest breakout season. 1,400 yards, that's pretty much a breakout. That's very, very quiet.
It's a really good year. Really good year.
So, Randy, I found the story, the Jameis on the pivot, telling the story about him and Marshawn Lattimore in training camp after Jameis signed with the Saints. I cut a lot of it out, so if you wanted to listen to this whole story, 3 or 4 minutes long, I cut it down to a little over 60 seconds. Absolutely hilarious on the dynamic between Jameis Winston and Marshawn Lattimore when Jameis first got to the Saints.
Man, me and Marshawn had like a beef until probably about like the fifth day of training camp, where I just was kept talking. And I'm like, Marshawn, like, you gonna be mad at me the whole time? and I'm talking at practice, and Mike Thomas is like, he don't really like you like that. And then his biggest thing was, it wasn't me. He was mad at Mike Evans. And I was like, bro, look, I went the wrong way. I was like, man, listen, Mike can't help that he be beating you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a friendly competition. Like, man, I'll be strapping him up. I'm like, you right. You right. It was because Mike pushed him from behind. Mm-hmm. Right? And I know I stimulated that whole thing, and I apologize.
Well, you started it.
I did. I started, but Mike finished it.
Stimulated.
I was like, no, you right. And I was like, and that's why I apologize to you.
Stimulated.
It's not Mike. Mike had my back, just like Mike T got your back. I like, now we can fight right now, and I'm fighting for Mike. But just no, I'm your teammate, bro. Yeah. Like, at the end of the day, I'm your teammate, and I'm not gonna stop pursuing you as a teammate, because we're brothers now. And then he was like, all right, go over there. And I was like, right, so we good?
Please leave me alone.
Like, get the hell up, my man.
He looked at me like, because he got them nice veneers. He just looked at me like, we good.
Them nice veneers.
Leave.
He just has such a unique way of saying everything.
Everything.
You know, he's very like one of one as far as his communication goes. I do wonder, though, because like he tells a story that's not uncommon in the NFL, right? Like, there's a guy on another team you don't like.
Yep.
And then you become teammates.
Yep.
How does that go?
It's a very, very, very fun dynamic. But, you know.
Do you ever have that?
Yeah. Do you remember when we had Rob back on, and I told him, I was like, we had Rob on. And I said, you better tell Lance, you tell Lance, when I see him, it's on sight. Right? He was like, well, Lance been in the gym. And Lance Schulters is the secondary coach. And me and Lance used to go, we scored it all the time because he was a strong safety.
Right.
But it used to always occur when Lance didn't play for the Titans, because we used to always have joint practice against him. And they were some old cheap shot, hit you in the back, but he's ready to fight. He's like, let's do this. And I'd be damned the year after he becomes my teammate down in Miami. One of the coolest dudes in the damn world. Big New York cat, too. So, in Miami with Tim Zone and overall. One of the coolest dudes you'll ever meet. And I'm thinking, like, okay, it's got to go down. You know, but no, he's one of the coolest dudes. But that thing that Mike did, that was Bush League what Mike did.
It was a dirty hit.
It was Bush League what Mike did. But yeah. Jameis started it.
Jameis stimulated it. I'm so sad that I don't have a Blue Chew read right after this
segment. Oh, man.
That would have been a good segue.
You got that one.
Anyway.
All right, here's one more from Jameis. This is him at a football camp for kids. This is probably the most honest and inspirational that you can get to a group of kids all in the same little sentence or conversation.
If you are a receiver and you tell the quarterback, I'm open, and the quarterback throw you the ball, and you don't have to be open, you can be covered, but you don't catch the ball, don't think you're going to get the ball again. That's how it is when you're playing football. It's going to be tough. It's going to be challenging. But it's only one ball for everybody. I told you earlier that all of y'all have one unique purpose, okay? It's 200 of y'all out here. But all of y'all have one opportunity to be your best. I didn't say one opportunity to be a millionaire. I didn't say one opportunity to be an NFL football player. one opportunity to be your very best. And that's all I ask for.
There you go. I want to send my kid to a Jameis football camp. She doesn't even play football.
Man, Jameis, I'm just waiting. 5 years from now, Jameis will be a TV evangelist.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind. For best of my Alabama.
And I think people are going to buy in.
Yeah, man.
You know? 100%.
Yeah, that's a future megachurch right
there. I mean, how to each his own, mega or not mega church. I think there are a bunch of, you know what, but that's just how my thought process on it.
The big ones?
Yeah, so nobody should be that rich, and all you're doing is preaching.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes.
All you're doing is preaching. How's your word better than mine?
I don't know. And there's a lot of parts of it that are about being.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not doing that. But that sure is a nice-looking Escalade.
Damn sure is, eh? Well, your ass is rolling around.
Sure is a nice Gucci suit you have on Sunday.
While you rolling around on a damn donut.
And they still – the plate comes around.
Yeah, riding around on a donut.
We carpooled here.
And wearing that damn St. Easter suit you wear every year.
We carpooled here. Yeah. Meanwhile, he got dropped off in an Escalade.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
Whatever.
You spend your money how you want.
Get mad. Don't care.
We will take a break, one of our eight, and come back and tell you the big story of the day, including some of what we heard from Drake London earlier in the show. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.